Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you run out of digital nomad locations. And I'm sending you my regards today from Haifa, where I'm recording from the beach, which is pretty awesome. So you're gonna have some maybe waves, background noise, and so on and so on. I decided that since I'm in Israel, I have to take advantage of it and go to the sea every day. And that's what I do, a little bit of a new morning routine. Just head to the sea before I start my work day. What else is new? We actually changed the microphone, so maybe you can hear me more clearly or less clearly, all depends. And hopefully the quality of sound is a little bit better. And today we're going to continue with our never-ending series of digital nomad locations post. Hopefully this will be the last one. So if you remember, in the last episodes we've spoken on various categories that are relevant for digital nomads when you're looking for your next city or hub. And we went over cities in Asia and in Europe and so on, focusing on the most popular ones. And today we're going to continue with a few more popular locations and then also discuss the hidden gems, the places where there aren't that many digital nomads. You can say those are digital nomad hubs, but then again, you probably still want to give those places a shot. They might be the most interesting ones. So enjoy. Okay, so before we continue with the next digital nomad locations, I'll just say that again, the list is very, let's say, trending and ever-changing. So you can go to becomenomad.com, and in the top menu you're gonna see nomad locations, and it would be great if you go to the post, comment, give us a little bit of feedback about places that we missed. We will always be happy to update this list. And our next category for today is USA cities, current stars. So I want to say basically that the USA is not considered as a country for digital nomad, mostly because of the high cost of living. So basically, when you're a digital nomad, the entire idea over here is the arbitrage of prices. You want to have clients from the US and live in Thailand. But then again, one cannot ignore the immense business opportunities that the USA offers. And over here, we're going to try to pinpoint a few locations that are not extremely expensive, while also having a growing number of digital nomads and location-free entrepreneurs. So let's try to find those specific cities in the USA. We're starting with Austin in Texas, which is becoming high-quality bootstrap location. There's a lot of digital nomads there. It's mainly for Americans who feel a little bit more secure about their finances and are looking for a place to base themselves, which has the comfort and the ability to connect to plentiful of fellow digital nomads on profitable business. A lot of them are doing internet marketing related businesses. Austin is in Texas, so it's relatively not expensive, and good vibes there. So definitely a place to consider. Moving on to Portland, one more cool American city that offers the entrepreneurial mindset, just like in Austin. Maybe a little bit more posh than Austin, it's a little bit more expensive. Now, to add to that, Portland is also hosting one of the biggest location-free independent events out there, which is the World Domination Summit, which takes place in the city every year, and it kind of adds to the general appeal and branding of the city as a digital nomad USA hub. We're moving on to another city in the US, which is San Diego. San Diego in California, a very, very cool city, easy to get addicted to. You have a lot of influence from Mexico because it's right on the border, so you can easily head to Tijuana if you lost something there. And now you have great Mexican food and good vibes and atmosphere. I basically crossed the border from Tijuana to San Diego. It was my first American city in my 1 month Greyhound pass, so I remember it with a lot of affection. It really is a beautiful city. Needless to say that San Diego is a little bit, because it's in California, it's a little bit expensive. So brace yourself. But again, you probably in San Diego have the best weather in the States. You have great beaches and great nightlife as well. So a lot of reasons to head to San Diego if you can afford it. And the last location in the US that we're going to speak about today is Boulder in Colorado. Now, this is a beautiful city. It's surrounded by the mountains. We used to have our editor of Become Nomad, Molly, who was from Boulder, and she kept on doing treks and campings all over the mountains in Boulder. So have a lot of recommendation from her to check out this beautiful location. Now, Boulder is also the unlikely hub of the startup ecosystem in this region of the US. You have a lot of talented and high profile investors, including one of my favorite, Brad Feld. And a very, very active startup ecosystem. So Boulder might not be as centric as the other locations in the US, that especially we're going to talk about later, but it provides a mix of nature and business that is kind of unmatchable. So that's a good consideration. And now we're moving to maybe the most interesting section of this article, which is basically the relatively unknown gems of locations. Now, I have to say that those locations that I'm going to mention here in this kind of long list are super interesting, but a word of warning, they have less digital nomads. You might even be alone there. So you will probably need to dedicate a little bit more time to build a social life. You might be more prone to loneliness since you're not going to have a lot of like-minded people there. But those are also the places that are less crowded and very, very unique. So you get a very big gift in return if you try out those places. And some of them are growing fast. So in the sense of becoming a digital nomad hub, so some of them are actually kind of also will allow you to have some social life. Okay, so we're gonna start with the first region, which is the Balkans and ex-Yugoslavia. This region is basically a favorite of mine. That's why I put them on the top of this specific list. Now, some of those countries like Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, are EU countries, but are not Schengen, which allows you to have a backup location in case you get to your 90 days of Schengen visa and you have to find other locations to stay for additional 90 days before you can come back. So those cities that, and countries that I mentioned are super, super useful exactly for that, to take a break from the Schengen zone. Bulgaria and Romania specifically have new infrastructure for internet, which makes them one of the fastest countries to have internet connection in, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so let's start with Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria. Now, Sofia is considered a little bit gray, but I spent 2 months there and I absolutely love the city. It has a nice mix of low cost of life and some really good vibes, a lot of Turkish influence, old Orthodox Christian influence, and so on and so on. Super interesting city. On top of that, you have also, it's one, by the way, of the most cheapest European capitals, so really good value for money. Great co-working spaces. I was co-working in a place called Beta House, which is a big chain of co-working, pretty cool, factory-like co-working. Now, the startup ecosystem in Bulgaria and in Sofia is growing really, really fast. You have a lot of accelerators there, EU-backed accelerators that are giving a lot of money for startups, and that really boosts the ecosystem. So a nice mixture of nice startup ecosystem and relaxed atmosphere in Sofia. And one of the nice things is also the Vitosha Mountains, just in the outskirts of the city, which provides great opportunity for nature and hiking. Vitosha is a nice break from the city. So Sofia has it all, except the sea, actually. moving on to Plovdiv in Bulgaria, which is getting more and more attention recently, slowly becoming a nomadic hub. Has a few co-working spaces. Plovdiv is one of the oldest cities in Europe, very charming city center. It has mild weather during most of the year, and it is a lot more smaller and relaxed than Sofia. Although Sofia is not such a hustle and bustle city as it is, but if you need a break from the big city, Plovdiv is probably your place. It is also cheaper than Sofia, which makes it super high value. Just a fun city to be in, and as I mentioned before, trending now in the digital nomad world. Leaving Bulgaria, we'll now switch to Romania, a fun and beautiful country, really beautiful country, with friendly people that I enjoyed immensely as well. So starting with the capital, Bucharest. Bucharest on first glance does not have anything unique about it, but I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it basically because of something different. First of all, you have those immense Ceausescu buildings that were built in the time of the dictator they had there. The city is relatively cheap. It's the second cheapest capital in Europe. Very interesting vibes and an abundance of places to visit, shopping opportunities. You can shop until you drop over there in Bucharest. So it's one of definitely a great capital to consider. Just as a side note, one of my friends and the most prominent travel bloggers, Wandering Earl, Derek from WanderingEarl.com, is practically basing himself in Bucharest, which says a lot for the city and how appealing and interesting it is. So do check it out. I'm going to switch now to another city or town in Romania, which is actually my favorite. It is Brasov. Brasov is in Transylvania. I spent there 2 or 3 months. Now, the city can be a little bit small and lacking digital nomad community, although this one is growing fast. But the city, this town is basically beautifully situated just by the mountains. Every morning, I remember when I stayed in Brasov, I did a walk up to the mountains just before arriving to my co-working space. It is simply an adorable city with an adorable city center that looks like a fairy tale, plus the McDonald's just in the center. So everything falls into place in Brasov. Brasov also have a few co-working spaces that are super nice, which was very surprising for me. It's basically the fifth largest city in Romania. When I arrived there, I was sure I'm going to be without co-working, and even in small cities you can now see that there is abundance of co-working spaces, which is a super plus for digital nomads. Now, Brasov is also an easy base to explore Transylvania with a glorious Dracula homeland, castles, and very non-expensive ski resorts, for example Poiana Brasov, just close to Brasov. So definitely a place to check out. Okay, moving on to another city in Romania. Our last city in Romania is Cluj-Napoca. It is becoming more and more known as a startup hub, as a small startup hub. Now, Cluj is a student city, has a lot of universities in it, a very developed co-working scene, entrepreneurial scene, even more than Brasov. Beautiful scenery, and it's actually situated in a good centric location, just in the middle between digital nomad hubs like Budapest and Krakow. While also allowing you to head to the Ukraine and the Balkans. So great location as well for Cluj-Napoca. Moving on to ex-Yugoslavia, over here we're going to feature a few Croatian locations. So first of all, Zagreb, the capital of Croatia, is the first star of the glorious ex-Yugoslavia. Now, I have to say that I absolutely adore Zagreb. I stayed there, I think, in total about 4 months. Although some people find it boring, so it's all up to your taste, this is for me one of the most relaxed and charming capitals in the world. Great coffee culture, top quality co-working spaces. To add to that, it's also very, very close to major destinations in the Balkans, like, not very close, but easily reachable, like Belgrade and Sarajevo, both really cool cities. And of course, it is close to the amazing Croatian coastline, which you should definitely check out if you go to Zagreb. The only problem with Croatia, and I'll say it in advance, that it's relatively expensive country, although the economy is a mess, which is something I never figured out, and I'm an economist, so I stayed there for a long time to try to understand how did this happen, but no idea. I'm moving on to another city in Croatia, which is Split. Split is on the Adriatic Sea. It has a majestic feeling of ancient Rome. If you go to the city center, you're gonna see what I'm talking about. It is a Roman city, in a way, very close to Italy, so it makes sense. And I spent there about 2 or 3 months. My favorite activity there was taking a swim in the middle of the day. I just took a break from co-working and went for a swim, which I will always remember fondly. So the city also has a port, the Split port, which allows you to travel to amazing islands nearby. Every weekend I would jump on to an island. If I remember correctly, it was Brač. And again, the old city of Split is simply charming, and the costs are relatively low. Just avoid it if you're aware about price from June to August, where the costs are becoming crazy because of the influx of tourists. So Split, an awesome city. And now moving on to Greece, but close to the Balkans still, Thessaloniki. Now, Thessaloniki is my favorite city in Greece and probably one of my favorite cities in the world. I'm simply stricken by Thessaloniki. Now, Thessaloniki is far away from the hustle and bustle of Athens. It is relatively inexpensive for Western European standards. Remember, you're in the EU now. And it has easy access to the beach and to the islands close by. It has a little bit more entrepreneurship right now, as the Greeks are turning to startups and entrepreneurship, trying to save their failing economy, and a few cool co-working spaces. So really good location for digital nomad. Now, Thessaloniki is also a short ride from the beautiful Chalkidiki Peninsula, which has amazing swimming opportunities. So go there if you go to Thessaloniki. Now, Thessaloniki is not only the beach, it has also layers of history with waves of migrations and nomads passing through. We're talking about an influx of Jews, Muslims and Albanians that just came in waves and left in waves as well, each for their reasons. And for me, Thessaloniki is a nomadic city in a way, so following those ancient people and nomading your way to Thessaloniki is always recommended. Now let's move on to the mysterious Caucasus region, which is a place where I haven't been yet and I want to go soon, but that's also only from feedback that I received. Starting with Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. Armenia is one of the most ancient nations in the world. A very mysterious place. It's strategically located between huge cultures such as Russia, Iran, and Turkey. And as an ex-Soviet Union country, it has a share of problems, Armenia, which is understandable. But it is also now opening up to become an inexpensive and unique location outside of classic Europe, with low prices, good infrastructure, and nice co-working spaces. Staying in the same region, we're switching to Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, probably the fastest growing nomad hub in this region of the Caucasus. And Tbilisi is receiving a lot of attention now from expats and nomads because of the surprising good case of forming your company in Tbilisi and even obtaining Georgian citizenship. Now, the costs are super low, and more importantly, everyone raves about how friendly Georgians are and how good the food is. So definitely, if you can put it on your map of destinations, you should. Now we're gonna move on to the Mediterranean region, and we're gonna start with Malta. So Malta is a small Mediterranean island with a growing popularity as a digital nomad destination. Basically, the island is one big city, which is the capital city. It is close to the sea, so you can always go swimming there. yet it is very isolated from Europe because it's an island. So a lot of people are really enjoying Malta and set up and actually settled down there, kind of Mediterranean and European influx and mix, so definitely check it out. Moving to another city in the Mediterranean, this one is actually Haifa, where I'm recording right now. It is in the north of Israel, is my hometown. I honestly think it's a super cool city for digital nomads. Now, you have a nice mix between the Arab and Jewish population here in Haifa, which coexists really well. It's a coexisting city, and that's the branding of Haifa without any friction. Great Mediterranean food, a few co-working spaces that just appeared in the last 2 years. It is relatively cheaper, much cheaper actually than Tel Aviv. And Tel Aviv is only 40 minutes away. Israel is very, very small, so wherever you set your foot in Israel, you can easily go to other places in the same day and come back. So Haifa is actually an amazing, I think, city with great scenery. I'm just now looking at it when I'm sitting at the beach. Beautiful city. Moving on to Galway in Ireland, a place where I've stayed for 3 months, drinking Guinness and feeling fuzzy all day long, and listening to the amazing street music that they have over there. Galway is such a music city, which is amazing. Galway is on the west of Ireland, which makes it very actually isolated and feeling very like you're just in front of the huge ocean. Now, the only downside of Galway is that maybe it doesn't have the best value for money, because Ireland is basically called the Celt Tiger on economics. It enjoyed a massive success in various areas of the economy. So it might not be a location where you can not spend a lot of money, but it is simply a charming town, which is also called the graveyard of aspirations due to the large quantities of foreigners who come to visit it for a weekend like me and stay for 2 or 3 months, or in many cases, for a lifetime. So again, Galway, amazing pubs, great music all over the main streets, and the Irish people are super awesome and friendly. Not to mention you have some amazing views close by, just to mention the cliffs of Moher, which is one of the most amazing scenery I've ever witnessed in my life. So definitely recommend Galway and Ireland. We're gonna end this Digital Nomad Gems category with Asia, actually. And over here, we're gonna mention two locations. The first one is Taipei in Taiwan, another city where I've not visited yet, but heard many, many good things about. Apparently, there is also already a big expat community in Taipei. It provides extremely good value for money, the city, while still appearing very advanced and developed. So lots of people are getting addicted to Taipei real fast, and it's definitely on my list of places to visit. And the last destination in Asia is a little bit something that, again, I haven't been and I'm a little bit cautious about, but I'll say it anyway since I have heard some really good recommendation. This one is actually Phuket. And Phuket might have a little bit of a seedy reputation, but is also considered a paradise for digital nomads who are interested in fitness. And here we're talking about those guys who are doing boxing or Brazilian jiu-jitsu and so on and so on. You can have the beach there, the jungles, the islands, everything in one bundle, and it is totally scooterable. So the cost of living is extremely cheaper than Bangkok, with amazing local fresh food. So lots of reasons to go there. Again, the downside is that maybe there are less digital nomads there, and some of the tourists might be looking for things that you will probably not connect to that much, so you have to take this into account. Let's move on to the next category, which is basically the next level cities for nomads aiming for the highest. So now we're gonna talk about the global empires, like the capital cities of the world, the places where you wanna be as a digital nomad only if you have a lot of money or something huge going on or aspirations to take over the world with a massively successful company or a startup. So if you do have those aspirations, spending the money on staying in top-notch locations is well worth it, because you will pay what you will pay, you'll probably get back very, very fast in connections, investors, new clients, and if you have the money, also really good quality of life, which is unmatchable, because the big capital cities of the world offer something that not many other cities can offer. Now, all the following cities have great infrastructure, abundance of co-working spaces, and plenty of business events and conferences. We're going to start with the first one, which is Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a vibrant and advanced city. It is actually one of my favorite in Asia. And it's just one giant big shopping mall with a lot of trading activity going on, probably more than you can handle. Many nomads are choosing to register their business there due to favorable tax conditions, but also there is an abundance of opportunities since it's very much connected to the mainland of China. Definitely a place that I would spend more time in if I could afford it. Jumping up the ladder even one more notch is Singapore. Definitely not a place with people with low budget, but Singapore offers very good business opportunities for those of you who want to brush with the elites of Asia. Now, this country is small, it is extremely advanced and successful, and might feel a little bit restrictive at times, but it works outstandingly well and very, very much organized. All the infrastructure and the business connections that you need for those who are aiming high. Switching to Tokyo, so you're preparing your adventure as you try to get big in Japan. Tokyo is the place to be. It is a different city. It's advanced, has another mentality, pace of life, another culture. And there are many, many expats who totally fall in love with the city and stay long term. Now, the city, as I mentioned, has a good community of cool expats, and it gets you the opportunity to set a foot on the door in the very lucrative but also closed Japanese economy. Now, Tokyo used to be one of the most expensive cities in the world. It is still relatively expensive, but not as amazingly expensive as it used to be. Some cities in Scandinavia and the States are already more expensive. So Tokyo, definitely on my list as well. Moving on to Tel Aviv in Israel. The city, which is the heart of the startup nation, is becoming more and more popular also as a tourist destination, and has its own merits, mainly amazing lifestyle, nightlife, which everyone raves about, abundance of coffee shops, great weather. Of course, it's just by the beach, so you can run for a swim whenever you want. There is a big expat community in Tel Aviv, which is growing by the minute. And I have to say, it is a relatively expensive city. So if you head there, you have to go with a little bit of cash. The main advantage of Tel Aviv is the startup ecosystem, which is absolutely mind-blowing there. It's simply a place where you can have meetups every day, meet the best entrepreneurs in the world. So if you're into the startup ecosystem and having fun in general, Tel Aviv is your place. Moving on to our next digital nomad hub, which is London. Now, although the British pound lost substantial value recently, which makes it cheaper, the city is still expensive. For some industries, London is the capital of the world, mainly for anything that is related to financial services. You have an abundance of business opportunities in London, and for nomads who wish to take their business to the next step, this is basically the place where you want to be. Staying in Europe, we're going to switch to Munich in Germany, a fun, organized city in Bavaria, expensive city as well. You have a lot of good startups in Munich that are might not making it to the top news, but making a lot of money. There is a lot of economic activity in Munich, so if you're a digital nomad trying to go very strongly into the elite of the European market, that's probably your place to be, Munich. And not to mention that they have the Oktoberfest and a lot of unlimited beer every October, so you don't want to miss it out. We're going to end this section of the capital cities of the world with the Godzillas of the United States. Let's start with the East Coast. We have New York, probably the closest it gets to be named as the capital of the world in many, many aspects. This is where most of the most important businesses and people are in the world. Staying there means that if you're building something big, you can get a lot of attention for it. You can connect with the most talented people basically on the planet. But needless to say, the costs are staggering. Accommodation and life is simply expensive. So you can only consider New York after you either made it big or you're taking a big decision to make it big. And we'll conclude this section with San Francisco to the west, the epicenter of Silicon Valley, the most successful tech city in the world by far, where you can meet the most global tech giants you can think of, like Google, Apple, Facebook, and so on and so on. Probably has San Francisco probably has the highest accommodation costs in the world, so take it into account. So only head there if you have a great benefit and interest in the startup ecosystem, because the connections there that you can make are unmatchable. You have a lot of startup events. The city is beautiful, by the way. San Francisco is a great city to stay in. And although I have to say that the hipster chic it used to have is slowly or maybe rapidly fading away in the face of the immense success of the startup and the ecosystem and the soaring cost of living. But before we conclude, we're just going to say a few words and basically discuss the places that are missing from the list. So as I mentioned before, this list is kind of subjective. So I'm gonna need your help in the comments. I'm sure you disagree with a lot of places that should have been here and are not here currently. I've left some outstanding cities out which have amazing potential and are probably gonna make it, but are not, in my opinion, suited for working digital nomads. Some of the examples that come to mind are places where the value for money is not high enough. For example, Uruguay and Brazil, although it's getting better because the dollar is getting stronger there. I left out some cities and countries which are currently not so safe on the account of crime and geopolitical situation, like Cape Town in South Africa, Rio de Janeiro, Istanbul, and much of the Arab world. And also left out places that have internet restrictions, which is gonna make your life a little bit more difficult as a digital nomad, for example, or most notably China. A few more locations I left out are locations without internet, good internet, or infrastructure that is very, very problematic and can affect your ability to work efficiently. Over here, India, Bosnia, Paraguay, all of those are countries I totally adore, come to mind in this section. So let's just say on ending notes that this article very much focused on digital nomad hubs. There are other considerations as well that we discussed on how to choose your next travel destination. We're gonna link to that. And that's basically it. The list is ever changing and it's very, very exciting to see how cities which were never on the radar of anyone are slowly, like Plovdiv and Medellin in Colombia, are becoming giant stars. So it's great to see how this is so flexible and how there are new winners all the time. Hopefully we're gonna continue updating this article. And that's basically it. Again, comment if you have any additions and visit us on our blog, www.becomenomad.com. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.